Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are my inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much. And we're in a now moment that requires us to really care to show up and show out. Because of the social climate, the global climate, and not just climate change, but we are in a place where we are being called to rise, called to respond correctly and directly to what is needed in our now moment, in our exalting a full effort, in living as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. Because that's what is going to assist us in ensuring the progression of ourselves in terms of who it is we're becoming, the quality of persons that we are emerging upon the planet, because that's what life really is. But under the progression of errors that have been stimulated so much by global expansion, European culture, the remnants and the progression of imperialism, capitalism, patriarchy, male domination, religious indoctrination, miseducation, to put people and put us in a place where we have not been caring to truly respond to what we're seeing, what we're witnessing. That is the evidence of nothing but an agenda that is genocide, depopulation, zero population. We have to come to a point in place where you will not allow yourself to be herded like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death, inebriation, intoxication. It's amazing that with everything that's going on, people are still feeling as though having a good time is being out of alignment with your right mind in doing that which truly benefits you. And we've not understood the methodology of oppression to contaminate and pollute the bloodstream, that what millions of people do or don't do affects everybody. But to have a program in place that is systemic oppression, and that those who've been educated have been educated to maintain it and sustain it, and are in no greater degrees of liberation than anybody else. And so for all of the conversation there is about the matrix and getting out of the matrix, there is no getting out of the matrix without cleansing the blood from the contaminants of a death culture. Having been fed like kids with hot dogs and hamburgers and fast food that is literally fueling all sickness, illness, and disease. To come to a point where the spirit in us will no longer tolerate participating with one's own demise. And the spirit that is in these bodies is greater than all of the chemicals, but you have to activate it. You have to activate it by your conscious care to do that which is going to ensure your wellness, your progression, your longevity, your clarity of mind, your sense of ability to respond to what is needed on behalf of yourself, those that you love, your children, your marriages, your family, community, nation, planet. And if we're not that conscientious to have an inner care to fully participate in that which is beneficial to everything and everybody, because the intelligence of existence is that intelligent where it has gifted itself as all there is. And being on the planet in this now moment puts us in a place and space where, yes, we do have to take responsibility for being able to exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our reaching, our standing on behalf of life, our taking a stance on behalf of all life. And so to be in the midst of so much conversation about the elections and voting and this and that, and no one is really having a conversation about the genocide. And so as long as you feel as though within the context of there being an agenda to phase you out of existence, but in the midst of it, you're all right with your taxes being lowered. You're all right with jobs. You understand, more jobs, less taxes, but your children are dying. Your youth are suicidal. Your elders are not in their right mind. There is no progression except the progression of error in believing that a system of oppression that works against the system itself can still tout being great. And the greatness is just what my teacher would refer to as bluff and grandeur. Because there is no greatness in being a detriment to the planet, a detriment to the populace, a detriment to the creatures, a detriment to the well-being or the progression of the lineages, which we are all here to participate with. And so I am very thankful to have the clarity of mind and the care to remind you that you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. You were not here to just be fodder. You understand? You're not here to just be in a place and space where you have been miseducated, religiously indoctrinated, and socialized to believe that you're supposed to die and just enjoy that process by buying things and having nice things. And I'm just saying is that you will never have anything nicer than your body, your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your connection to the eternal. And to be in a place and space where we are socialized to be in a system and a mentality of disconnection to the eternal, disconnection to right use of our faculties, disconnected to our angelic realm, our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to be able to function under the auspices of our soul. I am voice on behalf of our remembering that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And death should not be the culmination of our living. Life is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are in the midst of nothing but eternity. We do not see the evidence of death anywhere in the air, just like you don't see evil exist as a reality, except in the distortion and the dysfunction of people who have organized themselves as governments and military and organizations that are in the progression of error, because they themselves have not come to place in space that they value the gift of life. See, those who are really understanding the blessedness in being are not going to apply their talents, skills, and abilities towards undermining other ones. Those who are really in a place and space where they have an understanding and an understanding as to the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of life are not going to sell themselves in the participation of bastardizing and usurping the right of other ones to have the right to their lives. Those who are really rightly attuned to the truth of themselves as the personification of the deity that we refer to as God and Goddess, Yes, we are in a place where we have to realize what right alignment looks like in the full expression of love and light and wisdom and truth and integrity and high ethic and virtues of character that allow us to really be connected to that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, to serve its purposes in the continuation and the exaltation of existence itself on behalf of all orders of being. And to come to a point and place where you listen to all of this other stuff that has no relevance. It doesn't inspire you to your greatness. It doesn't put you in a place where anybody can hold you to any degree of accountability and responsibility for taking care of yourself. Because you're in a system that is death culture. And the trauma centers are not properly oriented, because the people who maintain them, who work every day, your nurses, your doctors, your surgeons and whatnot, they need life support on a daily basis themselves. They're overworked. They're tired. They have high blood pressure. They're obese. They've got all kinds of things going on, just as those ones who maintain the system of miseducation from the elementary schools to the colleges and university systems. Everybody is poisoned with all of this garbage that is showing up as the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, and this, that, and the other that is creating and laying foundation for all of the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the strokes or aneurysms and this and that. So a system and a government and a country and a nation and a world culture that is self-destructive cannot avoid the tragic date with fate. That is the culmination or the harvest of the seeds that they have been sowing in the violation of life itself. I'm the one to remind us that we can do better. We do not have to depend upon those who have no orientation towards right alignment with life itself to think that they have the wherewithal to make decisions that are in your best interest when they are not trying to do what's in their own best interest. It is very difficult for you to really understand the inability of those who are morbidly obese to truly make valuable decisions on behalf of anybody if they are not able to do what's in their own best interest. Whether you're principals, teachers, educators, doctors, it doesn't matter. We are perfectly and divinely designed, and we have been hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that a system of miseducation, religious indoctrination, and socialization in a death culture can justify our being out of alignment with the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of our lives. And so in this now moment, are coming to a point and place where wherever you are, whoever you work for, whatever you have done in your life, our ability to respond in our now moment on behalf of everything and everybody means that you have to start with yourself. We are each these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence immersed in nothing but the infinity of possibilities. And we can make greater decisions for ourselves when we have taken the time to clean our bloodstream from the violation of violated beings, inebriants, intoxicants, behavior-modifying chemicals disguised as flavor enhancers and shelf stabilizers, and all of the pesticides, herbicides, tobacco residues, the white sugar, and all of the pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, pastas, pastries, and all of this glue that holds these chemicals and that is now blocking and obstructing the nerve force, the synapses of your brain, the communication of those brain signals moving through your spinal cord and activating all of your glands and organs, allowing for your hormones and everything to be in the perfect balance that the Creator intended. But it cannot function well when the body is burdened and the cells are burdened with so much waste, which is and constitutes the extra weight that people carry. It is waste. It is like your spirit being immersed in sewage. And the pain and the headaches and the ill-temperedness and the madness and the bipolarism and the schizophrenia and the spouse abuse and the verbal abuse and the what they would call the potty mouth. You understand? We're in a place and space where we have to realize that what's showing up is a reflection of what's going on internally. And the hellaciousness that is being created on the planet to the detriment of so many children and so many women and so many nations. We can do something about it, but you cannot ignore your responsibility to that which is beating your heart and breathing you. And think that everything should be all right in your life because you work every day. Who are we working for? You understand? So those ones, everybody has life. Everybody's been given life, but everybody is not committed to life. Everybody is not committed to the laws that govern us. Everybody's not committed to living in the light of the truth of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of being. Everybody is not consciously caring to exalt a full effort in their living to do that which is truly an honor and a glory unto them and their lineages. Everybody is not on the same page of respecting, honoring, reverencing, worshiping, treasuring, cherishing the experience of being, and to know that there is no greater gift than life itself, no greater wealth, no greater opportunity to stand in the light of the truth of the ones that we are. Women have been entrusted by cosmic duty, obligation, and responsibility as the womb man to be the perpetuator of lineages. We should not be working on behalf of Coca-Cola and Burger King and doing the imaging for global McDonald's and all of this. It is a violation, and as a result of us being out of alignment with the duty, obligation, and responsibility of what it is to be women, our breasts are being cut off. Our wombs are being removed. We are hemorrhaging and bleeding for weeks and weeks at a time. We've got so much stagnation. Our legs are being cut off. We are dealing with amputation. I'm just saying is that the system is creating just a sea of sickness, illness, and disease when we are literally living in an ocean of cosmic intelligence that is ordered and that is lawful and that is beautiful. And there's a rainbow that is surrounding us. And then you're choosing that which undermines you. And those ones who are vying for selection and election, or the ones who have been monetarily supported by Bill Gates and other ones, you understand? See, those ones who have money, they just give that money. They give the money to these ones so that they can serve their purposes. And I'm saying there is no way in hell that this man should be able to go off all half-cocked. You understand, funding the CDC, the United Nations, the World Health Organization, and all of these ones who are just organizations of those who should be in the integrity of what it is to be men, the progenitor of lineages, and women, the perpetuator of lineages. And then these people are facilitating war and violation throughout the planet. There is no way in hell that Africa should owe you any freaking thing. And we're in a place in space where now we're having to raise completely up, because you see, these people have lost their freaking minds, and that there is nothing that is coming from them that is of God. But this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, that is beating our hearts, breathing us, blazing the sun, has the earth spinning. And then y'all don't want to bring God into the conversation. You think that those ones who are two-legged pimps and whores and whatnot can do something for you? I am voice on behalf of our liberation and our resurrection. We were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. But hearing the truth is not enough. You have to have a desire to walk in your light. You have to care to be cleared and cleansed from violation. You have to be repentive and introspective and reflective, and coming to a point and place where you become like David, giving God a wholehearted attention for your clearing, cleansing, purification, so that you are renewed and rebirthed in the light of the truth of the one that you are, returning to the house of God, the mind of God, the light and the wisdom and the intelligence of who you are, as a personification of light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, potency, integrity, high ethic, morality, and the sensibility that we will not serve death. We will not serve the wicked. We will not be bathed in wickedness when we are immersed in the divinity and the sanctity of being. And there is absolute law, and there is an eternal government to be established upon this planet. And I am consistently reminding us that the governments of men at this particular point in time have no real validity in eternal order, because they are not harmonized within the will of existence and the perpetuation, the continuation, the exaltation of life itself, and the right of all beings to have the right to their lives. Otherwise, they would not be putting billions of dollars into warring and killing. And this one thing that is the all of what's happening is something that we cannot participate with. And so I encourage you to sit with yourself. Look at yourself. How do you really want to live? And do you want to be in a place where you're completely dependent upon those who have no faith in God, those who have no true commitment to life, and those who do not know how to facilitate your healing where you have been influenced and under the crystallization of, and the concentration, the saturation of nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors, pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, hormones, and all of this chemical assault, and the acidity, the constipation, the congestion that is causing all of the cancer and the heart disease and the obesity and the diabetes and all of this. Do you want to be on medications for the rest of your life because you want to indulge yourself in eating that which your body cannot utilize as fuel? Do you want to be in a place and space where people remember you for all of the wrong that you are, as opposed to the transformation that you made? You cannot disconnect from the matrix except you clear and cleanse your body and reconstitute it as 80% highly charged mineralized water, and to resume occupancy in it as the evidence of the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God goddess that is your absolute truth. See, you have to want to be in the integrity of the light and the truth of the all that you actually are as divinity personified. But they've taught you to accept wickedness. They've taught you to accept that nobody gets out of this alive. They taught you to accept that you have no choice but to live and die man's way, because God's way is not an option. These people are liars. They're murderers. They are the evidence of wickedness personified. That is the distortion and the degradation, because of the filth that is charged upon their bloodstream. And no matter what they do, there cannot be real leadership here except to lead you into greater degrees of hellaciousness, because they do not have the integrity to admit the error of their way. And they're just following the ones, the filth of their own bloodlines. And you and I do not have to participate with it. And your participation in it is going to lead you to more and more hardship. And no matter how much you drink and how much you smoke and how much you eat, the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, you will not be able to really be in the light of the truth of the one that you truly are until you accept the way of the godly, the cleanliness, the order, the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness of yourself, to release the resentments, the anger, the frustration, and all of that that comes with a poisoned system. You are being called to rise. You're being called to cleanse. You're being called to remember that there are no men or wombed men who have authority in your life that is greater than your responsibility to commit your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul to that which is the source of all being, so that we are all harmonized in the absolute truth that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And its will, its way, its light, its love, its peace, its poison, its power shall eternally prevail. We have the opportunity to be harmonized with it. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being present and tuning in, because you could be doing so many other things. And so this now moment for us gives us the opportunity to really be in a consistent mindfulness, thoughtfulness, consideration, appreciation, gratitude, and respect for the gift that we've each been given with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. It is truly in no one's best interest to have those who have put us in a place where we don't have value for life. And because the foundation of this country was established in bloodshed and we're talking bloodshed with the buffalo, we're talking bloodshed with all manners of creatures, but the people, and not just the North American continent, but you know, Central America, South America, I mean, there has been so much blood spilt upon the planet, and everybody has to come to a place and space, if we really care to live, that we will live in the love of the laws that govern us, so that we are not steeped in all manners of fear and detriment and disease and degradation and violation and molestation and rape and incarceration and all of this stuff, which is the evidence that we don't know how to live. Because if you really were consciously and deliberately creating, then why would we create devastation? It is totally antithetical to what it is to be human and what it is to be self-destructive. No other creatures are self-destructive. Everything, all intelligences, everything is intelligent. As an intelligence of existence, whatever form it's in. This is how vast and how dynamic and creative and awesome the intelligence of existence actually is, that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody, and the myriad and the multiplicity of diversity, the infinity of such beauty and depth of color and form and whatnot. But everything perpetuates itself. Everything exalts a full urge in its living. Everything has its gifts and its qualities. They know their food, they excrete their waste, they know their kind, they perpetuate themselves. And the common thread that lies with all intelligences is that they really love their lives enough to defend themselves or protect themselves or to try to get out of harm's way when they sense that their lives are being threatened. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that what we see is just the evidence of the behavior modification that has taken place, that people feel glib about their rights to kill themselves and their children. Well, you ain't got no right to come in here and tell me how to live my life and how to feed my children and this and that and the other. I give them what I want them to have. You understand? I'm just saying is that we are steeped in violation because we, as beings, as men and as wombed men, should really be exalting a full effort in creating health and wealth. The wellness that is foundational for right alignment and right thought and right mind and right action. Being in harmony with the laws of existence, the will of existence and whatnot, but to be in a place where you are consciously trying to do everything that those ones who are not exalting the lawfulness and have set up a legality. So the legalities of a system that is unlawful with God, and then you break your neck to follow them and then have no regard and respect for the order of your own being. This is a program. It's nothing natural about it. And so we're in a now moment where we can do something about this. We can nip this in the bud. We can come to a point in place of real commitment, the commitment to being, the commitment to life, the commitment to really facilitating our own wellness and healing, the realignment with Mother Earth and Mother Nature, so that we realize that there is more in the air than we think is there. But there is no way to live except by virtue of breath. We are all breatharian first. We must breathe. And we can debate about what food actually is, but in realizing there's divine design. And to understand that if you could eat anything and everything because God made it good, then there would be no sickness, illness, and disease. If we could just assimilate and use anything and everything. But the sickness, illness, and disease is coming because our bodies are so perfectly and divinely designed that 90% of what we're consuming that is not fruit or vegetation or herb or water-based, the body doesn't know what to do with it. And so it matters that we are taking our lives into our own hands and not be so gullible to follow commercialism and the capitalism, laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. You understand? But to have a system that signs off and says that it's okay for ones and ones to produce and manufacture that which has absolutely no nutritional value, has nothing that the body needs, and it can be marketed to children. And then you have people who want to be respected as intelligent people, as men and women who are mothers and fathers themselves, who work for these companies. You understand? So those ones who feel to take it to the streets and be beating each other up and killing each other and whatnot, you know, the only way they could do that is that they are a detriment already to themselves and their cells because of having been fed meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar, and all of these things that undermine your intelligence, undermine your capacity for exalted thought, undermine your capacity for exalted walk, undermine your capacity for truly having an inner standing, an understanding, and a harmonious relationship with that which beats your heart and breathes you. You understand? We have to come to a point and place where we are able to really feel good about right aligning and aligning rightly and righteously with that which is life itself, because otherwise none of this other stuff is sustainable. There is no way to sustain a system that kills its own people for profit. There's no way to maintain and ensure the progression of your family if you're a detriment to yourself. If you don't know how to feed and you don't know how to eat, then that means that you are giving what you are consuming to your children, exposing your children to the same things. I'm just saying, we've been doing this for generations. It is time for us to realize what is wrong and to correct ourselves. And it won't happen if you don't care to be well and you don't care to be healthy. You understand? And sometimes it's like, okay, you're listening and listening and listening. You're hearing what I'm saying. Then you're listening. I'm a part of your thought process. I'm in your mind. I'm coming to you in your dreams. You're aware of the voice that you say is the voice of the wilderness. But no, I am the voice of our liberation, our resurrection. I am the voice on behalf of the wholeness of our being, the wholeness of all being directly. I'm the one who really, really wants us to get it so that we can stop the pain, the suffering, the aggravation, and all of this devastation. We are in a now moment that is so powerful because it is potent. We have cosmic support in shifting, in rising through our caring and being in a place and space where we're not lackadaisical about the greatest thing that we were given, which is ourselves. There is not a dang on thing that you can work for, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than who you are. There is no amount of money. You could take all of the money that has ever been printed, and no matter how fine the paper and how fine the ink and whose ever image is on it, and all of the coin that has ever been minted in however, whatever metal and for whatever denomination. But I'm just saying, none of it has greater value than one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. And we appreciate the thought of currency, of creating something that we can agree on the value of it. But we can't give the money more value than we give our lives and be all right. And to think that the purpose in being upon the planet is to master capitalism, acquisition, conquest, to become renowned, world known for murdering and lying and usurping and bastardizing and capitalizing off of other things and other ones. I'm just saying is that, no, you will leave the earth with the substance of yourself. And if you have no substance, if you've not applied yourself, if you've not invested in yourself, if you've not invested in cultivating the divinity of your being, if you've not really cared to exemplify the high ethic and morality of the God self that is gifted you, that you are in truth, then you will miss yourself. And chances are you could die here. And in the realm of eternity, we don't know how long one could be dead if you can recover from it. But being in a place and space where ones and ones have you thinking that you're supposed to be dying, everybody dies, you know, death is the natural culmination, finality, eventuality, destiny, and fate of what it is to be alive, you know, and of course you don't want to live here forever anyway. And I'm just saying is that forever is the reality of existence itself. We were given one life, it's an eternal life. And most of us, many of us, should have realized from the time we were young that there was something seriously wrong in the world. And those of you who are having to babysit your grown parents, right? Your to babysit them, to have to put them in a place where they are reverting to being children. Because of the accumulation and the concentration and the contraindication of all of the chemicals and all of the pus and the mucus and all of the stuff that has created blockage and obstruction. So their neurological activity is not happening. They have no firing in the brain and whatnot. I'm just saying is that we are really having to pay attention, or should be paying attention, to what's happening with folks so that we don't go that way. You understand, being herded into situations and circumstances that is like being driven off a cliff. We don't have to go there. And so it should really matter to us as to how we're living, and to really be caring to be living and not dying, but to exalt life, exalting a full effort in our living. We could do a whole lot better. And we're having to take responsibility, or we should be taking responsibility, for the gullibility, being gullible to the death industries. You know, we should see through it and understand that when the meat industry is contributing to 90% of the global warming, then know that it's not sustainable. Sustainability is really something that we have to look at in terms of how do we maintain and sustain life. See, to acquire something requires you to be able to maintain it and sustain it, to have been given life. Then we should have been given the wherewithal, the information, the knowledge, the support in having an understanding and an understanding as to how to function well, how to really facilitate health and wellness, creativity, ingenuity, talents, abilities. You understand? And see, this is what gives people leverage over situations and circumstances, is the capacity to think. But if you're not thinking, if you're just entertaining thought, if you are in a brain fog because you just don't have the energetics for it, the vitality for it, the mineralization. Most people, particularly when we look at the amount of obesity that there is, it is the evidence of cellular deficiency and starvation. When we were growing up, when many of us were young, they were the Biafran Wars in Nigeria, and you know, and so they would show, like they do some of the ones of Somalia and other places in Africa, the babies, the children are really, really bony, and they have these big bloated bellies. We used to see that when we were children. You understand? Now you have people who not only have big bloated bellies, but everything is bloated. It's because we are divinely designed and designed divinely, and all of the stuff that we have access to is not a part of the divine design of us. And as women, we should have been supported in knowing how to feed. But when you have people who have had an agenda of genocide and depopulation that was evidenced in the sterilizations and all of the manipulations that's going. And yes, we can get educated, but what good does education do us when we don't know how to eat? We've just become, you know, the faces behind somebody else's agenda and objective. And you know, and this is happening all over the world, where the educated ones are just the perpetuators of the initiatives of those ones who were the colonizers and the usurpers and, you know, the ones who have put themselves forward as if they're the governors and the gods of the universe, and all everybody else is just here to be their slaves and be their tools, you know, to get to whatever resources of the earth. And I'm just saying is that everything that comes from the earth is going to stay with the earth. You know, we can make it and shape it and form it into whatever form or shape and whatever that we can have some utilization, utilitarianism with it. You can utilize it for certain purposes, but the bottom line is that we did not come up out the earth. And everybody that has come to the earth through the wombs of women sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, we're going to have to leave. And everything that we've been trying to acquire and have and possess and whatnot, you're going to leave it here. The issue is, what will you take with you if you can leave? But the condition and situation, are the amount of toxicity that we are infused with, you know, is marginalizing and really disrupting the quality of life. Not just the longevity, but the quality of life. And to have youth who cannot see themselves living to be 30 or 40 years old. Have youth who already have babies and they've been brought up on hot dogs and hamburgers and nothing that has any real nutritional value. You understand? So that we have people who can't think. And so at some point, I'm going to, you know, at this point, I'm encouraging you that if you have children and you fed your children hot dogs and hamburgers and they're still eating this stuff and now your grandchildren are eating it, you know, you're going to be set with some serious heartache. Because if you're still dealing with it, there's no way for you to miss the disease that comes from it. It doesn't affect everybody in the same way, but it does affect everybody. So there are those who get brain cancer, some get blood cancer, leukemia, other ones get liver cancer, other ones get kidney disease, other ones get heart attacks, strokes. It affects everybody. I'm just saying, to have multi-trillion dollar industry in sickness, illness, disease, and death, where the people have become freaking commodity. In the perpetuation of sickness, illness, disease, and death in meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, and sugar, and then all of the pharmaceuticals, and then all of the surgeries, and all of the other things that are associated with it. I'm just saying is that, understand, there is no way to get out of this thing alive if you are not committed to living, to have a system in place that is not committed to thriving in life, but committed to undermining the rights of ones to have the right to their lives and the freedom to choose life and to have that kind of support. None of the institutions that have influenced us, none of them should have influenced us to be killing ourselves. And so the real revolution will happen as a result of our own choices shifting and changing the desire for life fully and abundantly, and to return to the house of the Father and Mother, the creator of all, to be in a place where you are divinely designing your life, because you can think, you can access, what do you really want with your life? What is your heart's desire? You understand, getting beyond just feeding and fulfilling whatever appetite, desire, passion, lust that you have, but coming to a point where you are literally maturing as a real man, the progenitor of lineages, and womb man, the perpetuator of lineages, and understanding that in order for us to really have the fullness of the access to ourselves,
then we have to allow for the liberation of all other beings. We cannot continue to feed off the carcasses of dead animals and be healthy. And I don't care how much vaccination they give you. I'm just saying is that if you don't change your diet, you understand? And then because of how much mucus is in the body from all the pancakes, all the waffles, all the pasta, all of the ramen noodles, all of these things, I'm just saying, is that you've got more virus and bacteria, parasites and organisms and pathogens in your system already. And they know this. CDC has a list of all of the things that's in the carcasses of dead animals. If they really cared about the people, then they would not be facilitating the profiting of the corporate deities of death and licensing them to have so much access to every body, every heart, every mind, every school system. We're in a now moment where it's our time to raise completely up. You have to care. You have to activate your desire to be whole. You have to begin to truly reach for life, to immerse yourself and bathe in the blessedness of your being, to put it in writing, to come to a point and place where you remember the who's that you are. The intelligence of existence, other ones may refer to it as God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Allah, Jah. The father, the mother, I'm just saying. If you realize that your heritage and your parentage is divine, and that your parentage is absolutely the wealth and the wealthiest of existence itself, and you and we are accepting the fact that we were divinely blessed into the house of the wealthiest ones that we refer to as God. Mother, Father, God, Creator, that is all, the Most High, the Absolute, no matter what you call it, you got to step in the intelligence of the all that you are. Is this point of it? Remember who you are, whose you are, why you are, to glorify and honor it, to give true representation, vivid self-expression. See, there is no political consciousness that is greater than vivid self-expression and representation as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of absolute and supreme presence, and to be supremely intelligent, and to be immersed in the reality of the intelligence that you have access to. Say, ask, and it would be given; to knock, and the door would be open; to seek, and we would find. We have everything that's needed. In this now moment, we must stop reaching for death and sickness and illness and reach for life and cleansing. And your number for life support is 678-760-9299. Do not wait too late. I'm just saying, for all of the time that's passing, I keep doing the same thing. I'm telling you, it gets harder and harder to do the right thing if you love not doing the right thing. So love being, love your life, love seeing and reshaping yourself and really coming to a point and place where you are experiencing on a daily basis the progression of what it is to be the one that you are, absolutely and divinely blessed to be the more, always. On behalf of the lineages that we represent, those who we've come through, those that we didn't allow to come, those who've come with us, those who've come through us, and those who've yet to come. This is our time. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be the blessing you are.